Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Who wins this one on Sunday?
Chargers are the better team.
27-24 Chargers, right at that.
There are going to be a lot of field goals.
Thanks, Glenn.
The Chargers are better.
Chargers win by 40.
The punting is pretty good.
That's a very valid point, Glenn.
The LA Chargers win this game by at least two touchdowns.
28-27 Chargers.
How important are the two tackles in this game?
What?
It really still does come down to that home field advantage. Versatility coming out of the backfield. The X, the Z, vertical routes. Who are rotating a lot in the guard spot.
You're constantly playing in sub-packages.
Forget it. We can't do anything here.
Right now.
To the phone calls with you and your pricks.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Our final hour of OMF before we get to this divisional game coming up Sunday at Gillette Stadium. We've given you the weather. We've given you all the travel back and forth. We've given you all of the variables. And we've told you who we like in all of this. I think it's interesting because I think you can clearly make a case that the Chargers win this football game on Sunday. They may have the better personnel. All right, maybe the quarterback is better this Sunday than he's been in the past against the Patriots. But I find it just so painful to see that what people are doing out there nationally is that they want the Chargers to win. So it's become a sentimental thing. And I think part of it is they want the Patriots to go away. 19 years, get out of our lives.
That's probably part of it.
Get out of our lives. And we all know that if they lose this game on Sunday, and Brady is the loser and he plays, let's say, so-so, because Brady has to play at a much higher standard because that's what we're accustomed to seeing him. And so if he's so-so in this game, they'll be out in numbers on Monday saying,
go away.
It's over. It's done. The Patriots are done. So this is Mike Greenberg this morning, not sitting there and making a case on how Phillip Rivers can throw the ball to one of the Williams so they can run the ball effectively or they can stop New England or whatever. Nope, nope. He is wishing. He is praying. He is asking you as the viewer, please come along with me and show respect. And please, we want Phillip Rivers to win this game.
Listen. I'm not here to tell you which teams to root for, okay? But I will suggest that if you do not have a horse left in the NFL race, you might want to consider pulling for Phillip Rivers, an all-time great player and by all accounts a great person who has done absolutely everything that a quarterback can do except win. This feels like Rivers' best shot, and maybe it's his last. Here's a guy who does not swear. Ooh. He has this funny delivery. He is married to his sweetheart from junior high school, and they are currently expecting their ninth child.
Wow.
He has never beaten Tom Brady, and if he does this weekend, he may then have to beat Mahomes to make it, and he'll have to do it all on the road. So I have no idea if he can finally get this done. But I can tell you one thing for certain. I, for one, will be rooting for him.
You gotta be kidding.
So that's what it is, right?
They're rooting for him.
It's like the sentimental favorite, right? He's been through so much.
He didn't get a trophy. Everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a trophy. Like he didn't get it.
He's the every guy, right?
He's
married to his childhood sweetheart. Like, that's all it takes. And I think that's where everybody's leaning towards it. So if you don't have a dog in the race, and if you're looking for someone to root for, you know what? You should look at Phillip Rivers, guys. He's never won anything. He's been through a lot. Nobody wants him in L.A. And it's funny because you have the same thing. So I saw the same thing earlier today because Terry Bradshaw was on a radio station in L.A. saying basically the exact same thing.
I pulled for him so hard. I had never met him until this year. He was everything I hoped he would be. So gracious, so kind, so humble. I couldn't help but just fall in love. You know, man love, bro love.
Yeah.
I just thought, man, what an awesome dude. Mm. But I'd always liked him from afar. And now I almost pulled too hard for him so that if they lose or something, it devastates me. I want him to win a Super Bowl.
You know what's amazing?
Devastating.
You know what's amazing about this one with Bradshaw?
Bradshaw,
probably every other word he uses when he's not on television or doing radio interviews is an F-bomb, right? Probably every other one. And he's sitting there and he just loves the fact that Rivers doesn't swear.
Bro love.
Might not be the case for Bradshaw because I think he's out there a little bit. I think if Bradshaw just ran into Tom Brady last week, he said the same thing. I met this guy too. I love him. But I think for others like Greenberg, if you took the opponent out of the equation, you know, like if San Diego was traveling to Kansas City to play the Chargers, to play the Chiefs, I don't know if you would get this man love, bro love, for Phillip Rivers as much. Now, I think a lot of people are pulling for him because he's a very good quarterback, probably a Hall of Fame quarterback, and he's never been to a Super Bowl, so I think that will continue to build. Maybe in the next year or two, we'll see how this thing plays out this year. But because it's the New England Patriots, We are searching for angles to hold on to reasons why I got to root against this team because I'm tired of them.
He's nationally. A guy who does not swear.
And this is it.
I swear
Philip Rivers.
I swear to God, we all know here in New England that the Patriots are playing on the back nine. They may be on the 17th. But most of these national people just want them off the course right now. Okay, we got a group of four behind you. Get your ass off the course. That's what they're trying to do. Kellerman. Now, we know what his agenda is,
right? Oh, he
hates
Brady.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. But he feels... for Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers is going to win the game. It's hard for me to tell how much of this is me rooting for Philip Rivers. I do not want to see a career where you get drafted in the same class as Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger. They both have two Super Bowl rings. Yep. Eli has two Super Bowl MVPs, and you never make it to a Super Bowl in spite of being on a lot of loaded teams.
What a crime.
And this Chargers team is loaded. Mm-hmm. So I admit I'm hoping for the best for Philip Rivers.
How could that happen?
So that is what it is.
How could that happen to an
sentimental pick?
Right. How could that happen to an individual?
He's the underdog.
That's never happened.
It'd still be a sentimental pick if he was playing the Chiefs?
Lou, it's never happened before.
I would say this, though. I think it would be the same because if you look at the Patriots.
Not as much.
Hold on.
No, Mahomes would be the new toy.
The Patriots, right, they've been there, done that. He's won enough. Okay, enough already. And Mahomes, like, you're young. You're obviously talented. You're going to have tons of opportunities. Rivers? You know, like you said, doors kind of closing. Your opportunities are going to be few and far between. Like, this is the year, man.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, they're looking for storylines to root against this Patriots team. I think they all do it. Now, if the Pats win, say the Colts win. Or the Chiefs, whatever. I can see the Colts. This is the job that their offensive coordinator didn't want. I hope the Colts show the Patriots and show Josh McDaniels that he should have taken this job.
Yeah.
How about Andrew Luck? Fighting back. Nobody knew what he'd become. I mean, you got to pull for Andrew Luck after what he battled through all last year. He's a comeback player of the year. You got to feel for him. You'd love to see Andrew Luck win this game and go to New England and beat the Patriots. Like, it's just searching for storylines. Give me a reason to root against the Patriots. Here's one. Thank you. I'll take it and run with it.
So why aren't they spending more of their time? And I took your advice and I watched that stupid Get Up show this morning on ESPN.
Wait, hold on. I never told you.
Oh, it's a great watch. It's a great deal. No. Terrific. Get up. You got to watch it, boy. And I'm sitting there going, at least somebody come on the Brian Billick. I'll give Brian Billick credit. So Brian Billick gets on there, and instead of doing the Philip Rivers needs to win a championship, everybody needs to win a trophy. Like, this has never happened before, right? Well, go ask the old quarterback that was in the Miami Dolphins system for 20 years how he feels right now. It's happened before. Charles Barkley, you don't win a championship sometime. But what Billick did is he broke down the game. And he basically said the Chargers are a better team, right? Fine.
Well, that's fine. And listen,
he's a guy who does not swear.
And first of all, that's the thing. I don't trust anyone who doesn't swear.
I don't either.
I can't. If you can't throw down a big F-bomb, then I don't know. Can we really trust
this
you?
This guy is scared shitless.
I agree.
If you can't just, I'm just fussing at you. Like, you're telling me he's never cursed before?
Hey, Suits, I want my shit.
Like, Lou's like yelling at the people. Well, they lose all their money.
The laundry man stole his clothes.
You know, what can you do? Yeah. Whatever. Sometimes you get emotional. But I'm with you. He's never
holy shit. I don't buy that. It's almost too good to be true, the whole Philip Rivers. Yet, I will say this. I'm surprised that people don't get on him a little bit. There's a new survey. You guys may be able to find it. I think SI did it with a bunch of players. And they were asking quarterbacks you want to play for, quarterbacks you don't want to play for. One of the quarterbacks that showed up on that list that they didn't want to play for with was Philip Rivers. Well, you know why? Because he's pouting all the time. If his receiver runs the wrong route, he's out there and he's showing it with his body language. What the? But he won't swear.
He's going to do
what
everything like he always does.
What the fuss were you doing?
Oh. I got fussed out at the Pro Bowl. Yeah.
What the fuss were you doing?
Yeah, he is one of those guys that you thought that like Eli Manning or Peyton Manning had weird facial expressions. Like, he's all over the place. He's crazy.
Oh, he'll do it with officials.
Yeah, fussed out at halftime of the Pro Bowl.
He won't like a call, and you'll see it on Sunday. He'll be sitting there screaming.
And I get why people. It is a good story, and the road is tough, and it's challenging. And the record they have, they still are playing in a wild card game.
There's more.
He's been through so much.
There's the Patriot element.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge factor. If this were any other team, you would not get a week long memorial for Philip Rivers.
People are going to be so depressed.
The idea that I'm a Brady hater is ridiculous.
Okay, you are.
And if Brady loses this game, what is the narrative of Monday with all these shows?
I told you.
See, he's done.
It's over. The dynasty is over.
It was their last chance. They're done.
Yeah.
But as you said before, I mean, I kind of threw it out there as well a few weeks back, but when you really think about it, you know, because there are some concerns with Gronk. She said, well, Gronk might leave. Oh, okay. All right, so Gronk leaves. I mean, I know there's a trust factor with these guys, but Gronk wasn't exactly the guy he was last year. You can't replace 47 catches and 3 touchdowns? You know, and maybe all that money you invested in Gronk, you can't upgrade both tight end positions and actually get 2 guys that can catch the ball rather than one that basically another tackle in Dwayne Allen. So you erase maybe both those salaries, and how much money is that to play with to go out maybe get 2 tight ends who can both catch the football? You know, so Edelman's still in his last year of his deal, so I don't think it'll be, you know, I expect him to kind of be back, and of course it's all Brady, but I think year to year, you still got to play year to year, don't you? Brady got through this season, year older, you can only hope he gets through next season as well.
Yeah, get ready.
So it won't be over.
Yeah, watch. They lose this game and get ready for the graphic on ESPN, RIP, New England Patriots.
Yeah, it's
you will
over.
See it,
yep.
And I don't buy it, unless Tom Brady, because it would not surprise me at all, to see Brady come back next season and be as good as he was this season and maybe even slightly better if he's had that knee issue, and they add a few pieces into the equation, like you said, Lou, move the money around, and suddenly they're 11-5, they're 12-4, they're in the mix again with all of this. Because right now there's no outstanding team that's head and shoulders above everybody else. There's a bunch of teams in the mix right now, right?
So your division again.
Why can't
so
they do that again?
So when you think
year?
About it, just fast forward to next year.
Go ahead.
Okay, so sure, you'll have year. A new coach in Miami
yep.
again, a new coach in Ooh. New York again.
A quirk in
McDormand
Miami.
McDormand will be in his third year with a second year quarterback. So, I mean, here we are again. I mean, I don't know what his record is, what Bill's record is against first year coaches, but I know it's probably pretty damn good.
Quirks.
And especially in the division. So we're starting all over again. Miami's going to be in transition. The Jets are going to be developing a young quarterback in transition again. You have another 2-3 years of dominating your division again.
Can I ask this one question about Brian Flores? If you're a Dolphin fan, and maybe the biggest moment you had all season long as a Dolphin fan, and it wasn't a great season once again, was a 7-second play that you probably never, ever seen in your life and never will see it again. And your team just hired the coach
who put the personnel
put
on the field.
Personnel on the field.
You want that
for
guy.
That play with 7 seconds?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
a great question, Glenn.
That's the guy you hire.
Yeah, because they had that big picture of who was it who ran it back on the elevator? Who was the tailback? Kenyon Drake.
Yeah,
they have the big picture of Kenyon Drake. The day after it happened, they did that. They wrapped the elevator with a portrait of Kenyon Drake and Gronk laying on the ground with his big old. Elbow brace falling and, you know, rolling on the ground.
Losers.
And that's what you saw the very next morning.
So, yeah, Flores admits to his team, right, that he made a mistake.
First question.
You got the Miami
conference.
Dolphins yeah. radio and to whatever television call that we said, why is Gronk out there? He can't tackle. So the guy that put that personnel on the field to help you make that play is your new head coach.
Unbelievable.
Listen,
and that was the highlight of your season.
Everybody loves that guy, so hope it works out. Not too well, though.
But it's amazing how the narrative is right now. And part of it, I think, is Rivers. People seem to like him. I'll give you that.
This is like the whole John Elway, like, win one for John. Like, John Elway.
He's married to a sweetheart from junior high school, and they are currently expecting their 9th child.
Again, like, should I trust that guy?
Well, what is he? He doesn't have to deal
with. What do you know
about
the real world?
He commutes 2 hours each way in the back of an SUV with a driver to go back and forth
because
he's
curse.
Still in San Diego.
You don't where you eat.
Thanks, Neil. But I'm with you, though.
There's a procedure, you know, by the way, that it can stop all the, you know.
Stop what?
Stop you from having kids.
Well, maybe he wants kids.
And then
who
again,
said he's done? Maybe he's not done.
What's the difference? I think we should all kind of put money and then make him be
team,
done.
Two more.
What's the difference between him and Cromartie? He's maybe got like
he
9 kids.
Maybe he had it done.
9 kids, too.
Maybe he had it done.
You know what? That's a good question.
He could have had it done. Just broke through.
Oh, it's so powerful. Super.
Guys, powerful. What can you want me to tell you?
That's a good question. They got all over Cromartie for the same thing.
Cromartie's got his own like reality show.
I have... Karis, who is 3. I have my junior, which is 3. I have my daughter, who just turned 3 as of yesterday.
That's the kicker. He's got 3 kids
out of
3. I have
another son named Tyler.
That is amazing.
That's a little different.
In December.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I think that's different than Rivers.
Daughter that was born 3. October 16th, named London. Another daughter that was born, named Leilani, who's 2 years old.
These are all the 2-year-olds, the 3 2-year-olds.
What's happening one night?
With my wife. Her name is Jersey.
But did, he, so did all this happen in one night? One night? Was he leapfrogging from
two kids house out of to three house? And then another child who just turned three? Is that what?
No, it's like four kids under three.
Another one, it's two.
Yeah, four kids under three, but none of the two.
No twins and no triplets either.
The 3 3-year olds is getting me. I'm just letting you know. That's all.
Can you imagine like what he was doing? So he gets one call. Oh, damn. All right, we'll be good. Like 2 days later. Oh, seriously? Damn. All right. Okay, we'll be good. Next call. What? Damn. All right, we'll be good. Year passes by.
Currently expecting their ninth child.
What?
Yeah. Well, Rivers.
Are you sure it's mine?
No, Rivers, they're separated by a year apart.
Can you please? Yeah, his wife has been pregnant for like 81 months. 81 months.
Oof.
But everybody, I mean, God bless her. Hold on. God bless her. Props to you. High five from here. Excellent. That is.
But I do believe a big part of this is they just want the Patriots to go away and Tom Brady to go away. And maybe they do on Sunday. Maybe they're right. I just wish they'd come on the air with these shows and then give us a reason why. Because I think there are a bunch of reasons why.
If you're not affiliated with the team and you're not really sure, you know what? Send all your support to Rivers. He needs it. He deserves it. He's earned it.
Man love. Bro love.
Yeah, come on. Everybody wants. Yeah, he's my guy. He's one of us. He doesn't roll around these crazy cars. And
so gracious. So kind. So humble.
That's when he loses. He's just like in the locker room. He's like, I had to go back to those nine kids.
Oh, my God. The season's over.
I got like 3 or 4 months right now with nine kids. Man, I wish this season went a little bit longer.
Oh, thank God.
A little bit longer.
February vacation's coming up. I can't get them out of the house.
Nine kids.
Everybody's got
pregnant
the bug.
Wife. Pregnant wife, eight kids hanging out in the house.
All right, we promised you we would look at the other three games. We'll do it coming up next.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Somebody just tweeted me last night and said, take Anaheim minus a puck. So I just kind of checked it out. Both teams, Anaheim, Ottawa, 0-8, right? Both lost 8 games straight. Okay, and I'm looking at that game going, what? And looking at some of the stuff that I'm looking at. And I was like, okay, you know what? This guy told me to take Anaheim. I'm going Ottawa.
Are you kidding me? In the M&M Investments right now? You're doing hockey games?
No.
You're not going to do baseball, are you?
No, it was just a little thing. I just took Ottawa that night. And I won. Because some guy on Twitter told me to take Anaheim.
So you know nothing about Ottawa?
No, I did a little bit of research,
but
not much.
Just looking at stats. Looking at numbers.
Anaheim can't score. I know Ottawa's banged up. What's
so the whole betting stuff, it really works with football. Matter of fact,
no, that was just
it adds to football.
That was just like whatever. I just
how much do you think it adds to other sports? Like in basketball, which I follow an awful lot of, I would never bet on basketball. You know why? Because it could be a 16-point game. And yet in the last 2 minutes, it's garbage time, and it ends up as an 8-point game outcome.
Yeah.
They'd never do it.
No. Even over-unders and stuff, basketball, no. Football's just fun to do.
No,
tell you,
great.
People talk about baseball. Baseball's the stupidest thing in the world.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Stupid,
like, wow.
Well, it's just so dumb because you bet the lines are based on the starting pitcher. So Chris Sale's like minus 270. Well, okay, but you know, Chris Sale might have nothing to do with it.
Right.
Might have nothing to do with it. They come out in the seventh inning, the bullpen blows it. The Red Sox don't score runs. So it's like you're going to put all this big cash just on a great starting pitcher who might not have anything to do with the outcome of the game. He might for 6-7 innings, but then he comes out.
Yeah, the game has changed. The betting setup is still like 1965, where guys had complete games.
Yeah, you just keep betting great pitchers, and you go 3-1, maybe you push. Because when you do lose, you lose so much cash, you're done.
All right, so your buddy Jeff DeForest, is that
his
name?
What do you do?
Lose buddy.
Lose buddy. So he does a little betting thing now. He's like M&M Investments.
Yeah, I like it. Does he have a nice cool picture like me?
Nobody's got a cool picture like you. Looks like a freaking gangster.
Let's hear it, my man.
Let's go to the DeForest files.
It begins Saturday with the Chiefs hosting the Colts. Several weeks back in the regular season, this would have appeared a mismatch, and the opening line of Chiefs laying 4 would have seemed to have been a gift from the gambling gods. It still seemed like a short allotment of points for the Colts backers, as the line has now climbed to 5.5 in favor of Kansas City. You'll have to consider the Colts and the points. In this one, the Rams are laying 7.
Hold on for just a second. He always
doesn't sound like that though.
You know what he does? He always sounds like he's reading off of a teleprompter, doesn't he?
Yes.
He doesn't sound good, right? He doesn't sound like it's a conversation. It always sounds like he's reading off of a teleprompter, and even more so there.
Open line.
He's like you, though. Well, he likes the Colts. You like the Colts.
He likes
right?
the hook.
I like Kansas.
The hook.
I like Kansas.
You like Kansas City in a hook? Well, I want
the Colts to win the game, obviously.
I think you're going
to
take the Colts.
Because it would have the AFC Championship game up here next week. But I just think that. Chiefs have lost. The Chiefs have lost six playoff games in a row, right?
Louis, what do you think?
Can they?
I like the Chiefs. Yeah. What'd you say?
Louis's got his own. He's got his own podcast.
Wait,
now.
We might have to switch to Louis because the Louis's got his own podcast. Boring. Yeah,
Louis, what do you got? Louis, do you like the?
Let's wrap up.
Are you promising Cowboys? That DeForest is better than what we just heard?
Well, he's got picks.
The Pats. We have Christian Ford.
Louis's got picks.
No. Defoe's got
Patriots.
Fourier is all confused about the ATS and stuff. I thought this was
above ATS.
Take the points
for him
Chargers.
To understand.
All right, Lou, hold on. We want to hear Louvi.
It's your favorite Kansas City, so have to consider the Colts and the points in this one. The Rams are laying 7 to the Cowboys in the Saturday late game, and LA is another Nick Wallenda type that suddenly is shaking while staring down at the bottom of the Grand Canyon, and no surefire cinch to beat the Cowboys by a touchdown. The Pats have seen their favoritism slip from 5 points to 4, as many believe the Chargers are the better team. If ever a case can be made to take a field goal plus, this would be the time. The Saints are now laying 8 against the serendipitous defending champs, the Philadelphia Eagles. Points again, looking tempting. Jeff DeForest of the DeForest Files.
Wow. He's got the Tim Nefert.
Is he reading from a prompter?
He's reading from a prompter.
Well, he definitely read that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Some of the way you don't read yours. You don't read yours on the podcast.
No, obviously.
It's just you and Musk.
Right up in
a couple of dudes. Just, you know.
A couple of cool guys talking to us. Lou, we have picks?
I think... outside of the Patriots Chargers, what would you say is the other big story we've really been hitting on this week?
Coaches.
Yes. How about Cliff Kingsbury?
Yes.
Oh, my guy.
Let's listen to Luby's Law.
If you're the Miami Dolphins or one of the other teams that are not in the playoffs, it is your offseason.
LA Law.
And a ton of teams have already made coaching moves.
That's helium.
Eight. He's got a teams list. Firing their head coach. Teams are already hiring new coaches like Cliff Kingsbury. Yes, that Cliff Kingsbury who was fired.
Hold on, stop. I don't believe this is his voice.
It's not real.
I don't believe it.
That's helium.
I don't believe it.
Either that or that's. Sounds a lot like Tony Maz, right? Doesn't it?
Sounds like Tony Maz.
This is from some alternate universe. Like he's completely hooked on helium.
Like Cliff Kingsbury, yes.
That's his real voice. We're not altering this. We're not speeding up, right?
No, I think you guys are focusing on the wrong things. We should focus on the in-depth breakdown of Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh, okay, let's hear that.
That Cliff Kingsbury, who was fired, got the head coaching job for an NFL franchise with the Arizona Cardinals. We don't really know what the hell's going on with the Miami Dolphins and their coaching search, but to me, Cliff Kingsbury being the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals is the most peculiar thing. I like Josh Rosen. I wanted him here in Miami.
What?
But he's going to...
I like Josh Rosen.
What? What was that word?
What did he just say? I like who?
He likes Ross.
I like Josh Rosen. I wanted him here in Miami.
I like Josh Shores.
Wait.
I like Josh Rosen. I wanted him here in Miami.
Wait, let it play out. Let it play out a little bit.
I like Dan Roach.
Well, now you're speeding it up. Don't speed it up.
Seriously, what does he say? I like our Shores?
I like Josh Rosen.
He likes Josh Rosen.
Oh, Josh Rosen.
I like Josh
Rosen. Okay, now I got to hear him say Josh Rosen again. Can play that again.
The Arizona Cardinals is the most peculiar thing. I like Josh Rosen. I wanted him here in Miami.
Okay.
But he's going to take time. He's young. Kingsbury didn't rehab his reputation. He failed at a middling D1 school who wasn't asking much of him. Didn't even coach well. And I love that he's getting tabbed with Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes.
I love Luby.
I got to tell you.
My guy.
I got to tell you.
Wait a second. Oh my God!
I like Josh Rosen.
We're in the land of Munchkins here.
This is
unbelievable.
Left. I don't know.
Give me some more. I'm hooked.
Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes and David Webb as his quarterback. So Luby's law for today is Cliff Kingsbury failed in college, so it's assumed he's going to be good in the pros. I get it. The NFL's a copycat league, and you want the next Sean McVay. How about you get a young guy who succeeded before you give him a promotion?
What?
To me, that makes the most sense. What the hell Arizona did makes no sense at all.
Well, hold on. Okay, so he just said he teed it up. He's like, blah, 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 blah. Here's Luby's law. Cliff Kingsbury, what is his law?
How about you get a young guy who succeeded before you give him a promotion?
Who's 16?
What? To me, that makes the most sense. But what the hell Arizona did makes no sense at all.
That's the problem.
That's his law. Makes no sense.
Can I tell you, he could be brilliant right now. He could be saying the greatest things in the world about football. The voice itself, you can't take him seriously, right?
No, it's outstanding.
Oh, I think it's beautiful.
It is. It's hysterical. But you just laugh at the voice. You can't take what he says.
You didn't speed that up.
No, he didn't.
You didn't edit that together.
I wish I was that good. Healing. I wish I was that good a producer, but I am not.
I like Josh Rosen. I wanted him here in Miami.
Why didn't they get this guy to replace Minahan?
Yeah, here's what you need to do. You need to get him out on the on the casting couch.
Yeah,
third man in. You know, all the Luby laws and the breakdowns and the great questions that he asked.
Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes.
Oh my God,
Baker Mayfield. You could do that. You could do the exact same voice with helium. If we brought the helium tank in, I guarantee you would sound exactly like
talking with former Patriot great and current. He really had to drag two other stiffs, as we call them, with WEI host.
WEI.
I want to ask you because Gronk has tried to be out there this year. He's played a lot more than he's played in years past, but he is sort of injured. And it looks like he's not the same kind of Gronk. Right. Do you see Gronk hanging on and playing another year with the Patriots?
Okay, we're done.
Because he looks like he's getting near that retirement.
Done. Go back to the little lollipop people, okay? Yeah, go back to the
utility guy.
I love Luby.
All right, so Luby likes the other guy, DeForest, likes the Colts. Lou likes the Colts. You like the Colts? What do you want?
No,
the
it's going to be the Chiefs.
I think it's going to be the Chiefs.
Yeah. I like the Colts.
I want the Colts. I like them. I want them to win. I think it's a close game. Maybe they slide in with a 5.5, but the Chiefs are going to win it. They can't lose a seventh consecutive playoff game, can they?
But they can.
They're due.
But they who's due?
Kansas City.
Chiefs are 0-9.
Oh, ABS.
Is it 0-9 now?
Oh, ATS.
Oh,
called.
Sorry, it's ATS. Sorry, I said ABS.
ABS. 0-9 since 1970 at home. ATS.
ATM is where you get the money. Remember?
0-9
against the spread at home since 1970.
Oh, I wasn't doing the spread. I was doing the. The last six games, the last six playoff games, they have lost.
Yeah, it's going to be seven.
Home games.
They're going to lose outright. I feel really comfortable.
So they have a history of going one and out, and that one game being a home game.
Yep.
They can't do that again.
Yes, they can. Why can't they?
Wow.
Because they do not to?
Wow. That's funny because the Chargers are in town. They land today.
Yep.
If not, they may have already landed. I don't know. But the Colts, they showed up early also. They showed up to Kansas City early, which is, I guess, odd because it's not like that's not a difficult flight. It's not like they're really dealing with.
Yeah,
any,
but the Colts could deal with just practicing outdoors this week, right? They have an outdoor facility. It's not a big deal, but it's not a big deal for them. It's different for the Chargers.
I know,
the Chargers are practicing
why
at 76 degrees.
Early? Why would they leave early? What benefit? How does it benefit them?
Well, they're playing tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Duh.
Hello. You gotta leave the day before. Get Luby back on. It'll make it more sense.
I was sitting there. I looked at him. Jesus. Like, wow, they're early too. I'm like.
Fired.
Duh.
All right. Cowboys and the Rams. All I can say is I want the Cowboys to win this game in the worst freaking way. Seven is the line, Lowe's. Seven the line?
Seven will
Who
be
did
the
you
line.
Take? Who did you take?
Dallas. I think Zeke Elliott can do. I tell you
can
what.
Can run against that team.
I just think that Jared Goff is a little bit lost. I'm not sold that Todd Gurley is healthy, and if he's not...
Says he is.
They need Todd, and I tell you, this is the Dallas defense. I just think Zeke can go crazy against that team. I think the Rams are overrated.
Rams. Yeah. Sticking with the home team. Sticking with my team as a youth.
This is all heart. This has got nothing to do with the brain
of the
head.
What are you talking about? Like, you're acting like the Rams didn't accomplish anything this year.
No, I'm sick of the Sean McVay stuff. I'm sick of it.
You're talking about heart. You using your
talking
anger.
About heart.
Yeah, you're using all the anger inside.
Okay,
yeah,
throw anger emotion. Out there. That's fine. There. I'm done with this.
What did Sean McVay ever do to you?
I want the old fat.
What did he ever do to you?
I want the old fat guys.
Okay,
back.
Listen. You should not
Bruce
hold
Arians,
a grudge.
Congratulations,
McVay.
There are more you coming
because he's handsome.
There are more you coming.
I mean, you were handsome. I saw that picture of you when you were young. You were a handsome guy.
Yeah, you were too when you were young.
But you're not anymore.
But you're falling
That's
apart
okay.
now.
It's all right. You know what? You got heart.
Thank you.
And you're beautiful on the inside.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Oh, there
that.
You go. You got that going for you.
What was the Saints? Eight?
Baker Mayfield.
8 points for the Saints. I think they open it up on Philly.
I
think false
thing.
The Saints are your Super Bowl representative for the NFC.
I agree.
And I had that from day one. But of course, I had the Ravens.
No, you did it.
Yes, I did. I had the Saints and the Ravens. I did.
No.
So I did.
You had Jacksonville and Atlanta.
Yeah,
he had
did.
Jacksonville.
No, I
you
shut
had
up.
Jacksonville.
What are you
yes,
doing?
You did. Something
no,
special.
I did not. No, yes, obviously no.
I got the tapes. You want the tapes?
Ellie is another Nick Melinda type that suddenly is shaking.
This guy.
We got one
tape to write.
We got one more segment.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Hey, we want to thank the people from Shaw's and Star Market. They hooked us up with basically a tailgate food today. It was unbelievable. we had the ready-to-go chicken wings and the store-made guacamole, and they had tortilla chips and platters of the veggies and all sorts of grilled chicken and everything else. So thank you very much. And by the way, you can go to Shaw's or to a Star Market for a winning play this Sunday. Put together your own little tailgate as you watch the games. So we told you earlier that a little baseball to close out the show, that Mookie Betts ends up agreeing to arbitration. Remember last year he had to go and fight for it. So he agrees with the Red Sox before he has to go fight for his money in arbitration, and he agrees to $20 million. The way it works is he has one more year of arbitration, and then after that, he becomes a free agent. And based on what you're seeing right now, he's going to make some huge dollars. So we were talking about this before the show, and Luke came up with an idea I thought that made all the sense in the world, if you're the Red Sox, to get aggressive with him right now.
They can. And I think now's the time. Some people disagree, but Mookie Betts is going to play 27 years old next year. He's going to make $20 million. Okay, actually, he's going to play at 26. So he'll make $20 million. So you know where you are on the luxury tax threshold. You don't want to go crazy with average annual. So you let him play at $20 million. You don't want to raise it up. But once the season starts, just like they did with Adrian Gonzalez, you work out an extension. And you can call it 8 years. You can call it $265, $270 million. But the real gist of it is the three-year opt-out. Okay, three-year opt-out. So at the he'll play at the age of 28, 29. And at 30 years old, he can be a free agent and renegotiate, opt-out, renegotiate. You buy yourself 2 years of free agency, and at 30, he can go and sign his mega deal. Now, if something happens, the rest of that contract, he can opt in. It's insurance policy if things don't go well for him. But you can get him right now, in my mind.
So lay it out. Lay it out.
So he gets $20 million this year. Then the next 3 years, you know, you give him 32, 34, 36, something in that range.
Okay.
So it's like 3 years, 102. Right. Opt out if you don't want the rest of the money. So you get him for 4 years, about $120, you know, for the next 4 years.
But give the real deal, the whole deal.
8 years, 270.
270.
So after 3 years, you know, he can opt out at the age of 30 years old, and that is the key. There's no free, so he'll be 27, 28. You're going to sign a, what, a 10-year deal then? You're going to have a little opt-out? So what, at 32, you can be a free agent again? Or play it all the way through till you're 38? No, you want to renegotiate another deal. And the best time to renegotiate another deal is when you're 30 years old. That's the last deal. So if he looks at it and says, you know what, there's 5 years, $160 left on this deal, I'm going to opt out because I think I can get more money elsewhere. Maybe it's here. Maybe it's somewhere else. But you get two more years of free agency from this guy, and you get him for the next 4 years, including this year at 20. And if you're Mookie Betts, I mean, you're looking at it and saying, I don't know what Machado and Harper are doing right now. That might change a lot. Now, look at their money. Man, they're not getting what they thought.
Right.
I think he's a better player, you know, or maybe talent-wise like Machado, but a better human being. So I would look at it and say, I can get paid big bucks, $33, $34 million for the next 3 years after this one. And then at 30, I'll do it again.
See, I think it makes all the sense in the world. I think it makes sense for both parties. It makes no sense for one individual. But it makes sense for him because you're right. If the conditions change money-wise, he's got an out 3 years from now. He can say, hey, guys, I love playing here, but the money just went up. So I'm going to opt out and then get the Red Sox or another team to give him more money. If he gets injured, he gets the entire $270 million. He's protected with all of that. Red Sox are protected with some sort of insurance policy with the injury, so it makes sense there. Here's the one problem, and the one person that doesn't like it. The agent.
Well, maybe.
The agent.
Maybe.
Because it's $270 million, and the magic number for an agent right now is $300 million. It is the reason that Harper and Machado haven't signed, because nobody's come up with $300 million, right?
See, my only thing is that would be a good thing. You want to play chicken with that then? Because I think the one thing at least the teams are doing, which I feel like they're doing, is fighting back. Not signing guys
not,
right away. Holding off
signing
and waiting.
Salaries went down.
So $300 that you're talking about is like, maybe that's not realistic.
Christian, what happened to J.D. Martinez is happening all over again, second year in a row. There's a reason here. Teams have to get something over $300
million.
But you're right. It's a better deal.
Yeah.
And if you're the player, you overrule the agent and say, screw you. This is exactly what I want. I get protection for me and my family of $270 million, and I get an opportunity to get over $300 million if the conditions change 3 years from now when I opt out.
Absolutely. And that's why a guy like Stanton, that's what you're going to see, I think, from Machado, and I think you're going to see from Harper, because they're going to sit there and say, do you want an 8-year deal? Well, in case you get hurt, or a 10-year deal? Yeah, in case you get hurt. But really, we want to test the market again in 3 years. Because, you know, you can get your $35 million this year. But 3 or 4 years from now, a player of your caliber, someone's going to get 40, 45. So, you know, you think 35 is good now, but wait, 4 years from now, you keep playing at this level, and by the way, you're 26 at 30 years old, at 29 years old, I'll get you 45. Keep doing what you're doing right now.
Send it over to Dave Dombrowski. I know you've got it on a napkin right now. Put it on nice stationery. Send it over to him or email it to him.
So it's like it's 8 years, like 270.
Well, we know he's good friends with some important people.
So what you're doing is you're saying $20 million this year. We're not going to get that average getting up to 32 because then that's $12 million in a luxury tax. We need to stay where we are for 2019. We got some issues. So we're going to keep it at 20. But then we're going to give you a 8-year deal, 3-year opto. You're going to make $105 million the next 3 years after this one. We get 2 years of free agency, then you can renegotiate somewhere else.
I do it, and I make a push with him. Would you say he's a planet player? We just learned recently what a planet player was. He's a planet player. I make it happen. That's what I do. All right, everybody, enjoy the games over the weekend.
All games,
you're on the pregame show
pre-game
on Sunday
show,
morning.
Yes, sir.
Right, I'm on the postgame show right after the game. We'll have all the games coming up this weekend. All sponsored by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today. Car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Monday, Patriots Monday. We're live in Foxborough, 2 o'clock, and Bill Belichick will join us at 3. Should be interesting. Enjoy the game.
It's over. We suck.